Republicans took over the lower chamber at the start of the year, hoping to drastically slash the federal debt, but it now sits at more than $15 trillion. To address that problem, lawmakers created the so-called Supercommittee, designed to slash more than $1 trillion from the debt, but it devolved into partisan bickering and eventually failed. That gridlock and other factors have polls showing less than 10% of the public approving of Congress.
And they're right. It's very frustrating.
That's 1st District Republican Congressman Frank Ginta. He and more than 80 conservative Republicans were swept into office this year with what they say is a mandate to fix the nation's debt crisis. While they haven't gotten all or even most of what they want, Ginta says his freshman class is making a mark.
Well, it's been an interesting experience. I think that, honestly, we have changed the debate here in Washington.
2nd District Congressman Charlie Bass says Republicans shouldn't be gloomy because their party has negotiated more than $1 trillion in budget cuts, even though the bulk of them aren't slated to kick in until 2013.
I think that although it may not go down as the most popular Congress, or at least first session of the Congress, it's done what the American people wanted us to do, which is to get spending under control and get to move in a different manner than had been done in the previous 4 years to get the economy jump-started again.
The GOP-led House has been active, passing dozens of bills Republicans maintain will create jobs. Bass says the blame for inaction lies in the Senate.
I think this has been a very productive year. Obviously, the Democrats will say that we've done nothing, but we've sent between 22 and 27 different job-creating bills to the Senate. Some of them reduce regulations, others promote job creation.
But the two parties did come together a few times this year, passing 3 free trade agreements, a national security bill, and some long-term spending agreements. After a drawn-out battle, lawmakers also raised the nation's debt ceiling, although it came too late to prevent the downgrading of the U.S. credit rating. But Ginta says the blame for the downgrade shouldn't fall on House Republicans.
It's on President Obama's watch. I mean, in my view, I mean, he's the executive. Look, I was a mayor, and, typically when you're mayor, you get all the blame and you get all the credit. We're here trying to do the right thing as a legislative body, but I do feel that there are philosophical impediments in the Senate and in the president.
As for the Senate, New Hampshire Republican Kelly Ayotte says if she were grading Congress this year, she'd only be able to give the institution a D.
We haven't addressed the fiscal crisis that our country faces.
This fall, both Ayotte and New Hampshire Democratic Senator Jean Shaheen urged the supercommittee to find a compromise to cut at least $4 trillion from the nation's debt. Shaheen says the failure of the special panel to find a solution was a major disappointment in 2011, and it highlights a problem.
Well, I think it's important for people in Congress to work together. Unfortunately, there are a lot of forces that are trying to keep that from happening.
While frustration abounds in voters and lawmakers, Congressman Bass says slow movement is to be expected in a divided government and merely reflects the unique U.S. Constitution.
The Founding Fathers created this system to creak and crank and squeak and groan and moan, but move forward in a responsible and wise manner.
Lawmakers in both parties admit many disappointments in 2011, yet both parties also blame each other for the nation's lingering problems. If that's any indication, it seems neither side is preparing to back down in 2012. Just as the year began, so it ends in Washington. Gridlocked. For NHPR News, I'm Matt Laszlo.